Individual investors were pulling money out of the markets, interestingly, before the big meltdown over the last week. From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. There's new data showing those people sometimes referred to as mom-and-pop investors were fleeing en masse to the relative safety of cash investments. New numbers from Credit Suisse and the Investment Company Institute show that $6.5 billion were yanked from stock mutual funds by individual investors, while at the same time they took more than $8 billion away from bond funds. Normally, you don't see big withdrawals from both at the same time. And get this, this data is from July, not August, the month when we've seen the big volatility. Mom and pop, in a sense, anticipated the mess. And on this volatility, experts see more of it coming, as Marketplace's Gigi Duban reports.
Volatility is a normal part of any market, so it's hard to predict. But John Sweeney has a theory. He's Executive Vice President of Retirement and Investing Strategies at Fidelity.
Volatility will be probably more prevalent than it has been over the last couple of years.
He says that's because we're in the sixth year of a bull run. Prices have steadily gone up, so the market would be more volatile even without this week's swings. So how long can we expect this to go on?
That's unclear.
Yeah, he doesn't have a crystal ball either. He says between the economic slowdown in China, the price of oil, and the Fed's plan to raise interest rates, there's still a lot of uncertainty. But more volatility isn't always a bad thing, says Jamie Cox. He's managing partner at Harris Financial Group.
If you have a low volatility environment, you can basically just buy stocks indiscriminately.
And buying on impulse without doing your homework is usually bad news for investors in the long term, he says. So instead of fearing volatility, maybe we should embrace it. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
Let's do today's numbers. China overnight, the composite index in Shanghai rose 4.9%. It's still down nearly 8% for the week, by the way. The 100-share index in London currently down slightly, a tenth of a percent. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are pointing down right now, all in the 0.75% range, as if the Dow were down about 120 points. The 10-year bond yield is at 2.15%. We're also following news of a landmark ruling from the National Labor Relations Board making it easier for contract workers and other shift employees to unionize. The vote was split 3-2 in favor. Temporary workers are an increasingly dominant part of the modern economy as businesses continue to rely on shift and part-time work, which companies see as a way to remain flexible. If you miss our more in-depth coverage on the air, it will be at marketplace.org. In New York's upscale Soho neighborhood, they're banging Cadillac into shape. This construction site on a pair of upper floors with magnificent views of the East River on one side and north to the Midtown skyscrapers is the new world headquarters of a famous brand that has heretofore been associated with Detroit.
Well, we're here in Soho, New York, where we are shaping the future of Cadillac.
That's the president of Cadillac and executive vice president at General Motors, Johan Dinesen. Cadillac is moving to New York City. Not the factories, but most of the decision makers. Reviewers like Cadillacs these days, with many models a lot more nimble, powerful, and cutting edge than you might expect from a brand often associated with big and cushy. But not enough people are buying Cadillacs, and I went to visit Mr. Dinesen this week to ask why he thinks a change of venue will help.
You know, Cadillac is a brand that has a 113-year-old heritage, but we also need to keep an eye on the future. And New York is a city where global trends emerge. The rate of change in the luxury market landscape is going to be quite profound. Generation X and the millennial group will already by 2020 account for 4 out of every 5 luxury cars bought. The Cadillac team and I want to be here at the epicenter of global luxury consumption so that we can adequately shape and position our brand to resonate with this new audience.
There's some work you think needs to be done. What's the problem with the brand?
Cadillac, while widely regarded as a luxurious brand, it is perhaps, given its 113-year-old history too, strongly rooted in what people may perhaps describe as a more traditional expression of luxury. And we know that our new target audience like a more contemporary, more forward-looking expression of luxury. And that means that if our brand is to continue to stay relevant, we have to reposition to reflect these values and philosophies.
We also like to explore organizational issues. You could do all this in Detroit, but somehow something changes in terms of how you run the company when you move it to a different location.
The way that General Motors has been organized until this point is that you have a large group of men and women who are really experts at what they do, but who are responsible for managing the totality of the range of brands inside the GM stable. Whenever you are in that kind of organizational structure, the smallest brand is likely going to be the one that struggles the most, simply by virtue of the fact that you only have so much mind share. And if you spend your entire day planning the strategies for Chevrolet and Buick and GMC, when you get to around 3 in the afternoon and it's Cadillac's turn, you would be forgiven for following a lot of the same strategies that you had decided on the morning for Chevrolet. Nobody at any of our competitors works on other brands. And that is why we needed to cultivate out this organization that stand alone and focused only on Cadillac.
What about the timing of this? I mean, Detroit is now cool, right? As Detroit's getting cool, you're leaving?
I absolutely concur. And we very much consider Detroit to be part of our history. And as such, I would hope that the people from our hometown are also rooting for Cadillac, because our success is the success ultimately that will also go back and create wealth and affluence and success for the people of Detroit.
Johan Dennason, president of Cadillac and executive vice president of General Motors. He used to run Audi North America and went to Infiniti for a stretch. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our online digital producer is Tobin Lowe. From studios at Montclair State University today with our New York Bureau getting an overhaul, I'm David Brancaccio from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.